Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This is a good question that came into the Ask Cindy portal of Learburg, and I always tell people, you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask us a question. But this is about a purely positive train wreck on what happened to this person, and it's too bad. But it's fixable with work. But I'll read the question first, and then we'll talk about it. It says, I have a 4-year-old large 80-pound dog that I tried to use purely positive training with. I now know better. I went to the purely positive trainers. I went to a behavior vet. They couldn't help me. Our dog has a very high prey drive and is selectively reactive to certain dogs and people. He was pushed into a dogfight when he was a year old, and since then, with some dogs, in some places, and with some people, he is reactive. He has an insane high prey drive and has taken both myself, 113 pounds, and my partner, 165 pounds, down to the ground. He was neutered when he was 2 years old. I have worked with markers, using Yes, and used distance work to desensitize my dog, but he will only take the treat and then he fixates and lunges at whatever was distracting him. We have tried to work on self-control. We have tried harnesses. We have tried martingales, but I fell and he dragged me 30 feet across asphalt trying to get to the neighbor's dog. Harnesses cause dogs to pull. It's called opposition reflex. If you stand there with your friend, your relative, or whatever, and you put your hand on them and you push backwards, what do? They lean into you. Opposition reflex is just a reflex. You put a harness on a dog and pull back on it, they automatically, opposition reflex causes them to pull forward. That is 1,000% not the tool to use on this dog. Martingale, same kind of thing. It's not a training harness. A martingale is basically a show lead. Then, I digressed. This has forced me to rethink my choice of tools, training tools, and I have engaged a trainer who has recommended a prong collar. Is that an appropriate tool for this dog? And the answer, in my opinion, Cindy's opinion, is no. It's not an appropriate tool for a reactive dog. Dogs that are reactive, if they've not been introduced to a prong collar or a remote collar, because you could just as easily have a customer saying, can I use a remote collar to fix this? No, you can't. A reactive dog that's not been used to a prong collar, if you give it a correction, is going to become more reactive. It's going to elevate their reactivity. And you could have it end up being that you elevate it so hard or so high that it turns and aggresses into the handler and bites the dog handler. You don't need that. That's the wrong tool. The correct tool for dogs like this is to use a dominant dog collar. Now, we have a couple of good courses on how to deal with reactivity in dogs. I did a course a year or so ago on dealing with dominant and aggressive dogs. We can put the information on those at the end of this video. But at this point, I'm going to talk about why a dominant dog collar is a solution here versus a prong collar. A dominant dog collar is basically just a modified slip lead. And a slip lead goes over your dog's head. But if you have a big-headed dog that doesn't have that big of a neck, you end up putting a slip collar on it, and you can have so much slack on it because you need to get it over the dog's head that it hangs down here. Why is that important? Well, that's a pain because you put your leash on it, and then to give that dog a correction, you got to move your arm up that far to even tighten up on the slip lead. So back in the 90s, I designed the dominant dog collar that's designed to wrap around the dog's neck, clip on a little clip here, and you put your leash on that. And to get that to tighten up, you only have to move the leash when you size this correctly. An inch or two or three. 2 or 3 inches, you've now tightened up on the dog's neck. Well, how much force? A dominant dog collar is not designed to give a pop correction, a tug correction. That's not how it should be used. It's designed to pick straight up on the dog, to tighten up right underneath the jaw and right behind the ears. And people always say, how much force should I put on my dog to stop this behavior? And I can't answer that. But I can tell you how to figure it out. Dogs that have not been trained to give to pressure, that means a little bit of pressure on them, they learn, okay, I gotta slow up. This dog hasn't learned that. This woman can go out and try and teach the dog to give to pressure in a totally sterile environment. And you can introduce it to them using reward-based training. And I'm not gonna go into that here. But it's gonna be hard to go from working in a sterile environment to an area where there's your neighbor's dog right there. That's not going to be that easy to do. In the end, I think what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to teach this dog that if you do this, you're going to have a problem. And what kind of problem? It's going to be a correction with this dominant dog collar. How hard a correction? That's always the question. I answer that with a statement, and that is, my definition of a correction is not to punish a dog, but to get a behavior change. Okay, so how much pressure do you have to put on a dog that is an 80-pound dog that's trying to aggress into another dog over here? It's not little, sorry, Fido, better not do that. No, I don't think a 113-pound woman should go to war with an 80-pound dog. Falls under the category of you better not pick a fight you're going to lose. And she might lose that one, but her partner might not. So how much pressure do you put? You have to put upward pressure on this dog, and it may involve the dog's front feet coming off the ground for him to decide, you're more of a serious concern here than that dog is over there, and I'm gonna stop doing it, and you let him down. You probably would only, that could be a bit of a fight. I'm sorry, it could be a bit of a fight. But what's the solution? You think you're going to nice talk this dog into not doing this? No. The solution for these people is they're going to take that dog and have him put to sleep. Happens again and again and again. Whereas if people would just take the time to understand that they have allowed this to happen, it didn't have to get to this, but now that it is at this, it's fixable. If they're prepared to do the work to stop this dog from doing it, because once you do this, two or three or four times, and the dog learns that you're being consistent when he acts like that. If you have to pick his front feet up off the ground with a dominant dog collar while he squirrels around and acts stupid, and then you put him back down, they learn, I don't like this. And that's when they learn, oh, I only have to have a little bit of pressure there, because they always know the bigger hammer is behind it. So I'm gonna get all positive, purely positive dog trainers are going to badmouth the snot out of me on this. And you know what? I don't care. Because they're lying to people. They're either inexperienced or they're conning people and trying to get them to buy into their training program. But they could never in a million years train a dog like this. They can't do it. So what do? They kill it. I prefer not to kill dogs. I prefer to fix problems and let a dog learn that there's more things in life that are more interesting, which would be me if I work on engagement training with a dog. And if you go into our courses, if you get some of the courses we have, we talk about doing this. We explain and show you how to do this, but you still have to put in the work. You have to realize that what you've done is created this mess by allowing it to happen. And now you got to fix the mess. And once you've allowed it to happen for so long, the amount of pressure and the amount of work it's going to take to fix it is a lot more than had you started doing it correctly. So get a dominant dog collar, get our courses on dealing with dominant aggressive dogs or dealing with reactive dogs. We'll put the information at the end of this video. And I know that it can be fixed, so I hope you learned something here.